Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and Lucky Pires. Now, yesterday, it was proved far beyond doubt why Australia is such a strong batting lineup and an all-rounder lineup when it comes to women's cricket. The reason is, let me start off by saying, even if the top order fails, it has been proved far beyond doubt, they've got quality all-rounders. I mean, who could be played either as batters or as bowlers. And this is the reason as to why they are practically unbeatable. Now, England learned their lesson yesterday. Let's dive into the scores first. Right, England was put into bat, and remember that Alisa Healy, the captain, was not in pursuit yesterday because she is nursing a calf injury. And England got off to a very good start. In fact, their openers made 55 runs. And then when Heather Knight was at the wickets, remember Heather Knight, the wonderful century she scored in her last outing. When Heather Knight was at the wickets, England were looking pretty on 90 for one wicket. But the turning point was when she lost her wicket for 20 runs. Opener Tammy Beaumont, credit to her, she made 70 in England's 244 for 9 in their allotted 50 overs. But a score of that magnitude, in all honesty, is well below par against a top quality Australian batting lineup. Sophie Dunkley, like I made mention, is actually crawling at this level. She made 22 in 48 deliveries, and that's not good enough. There was respite, of course, for England when Alice Capsey made 38 and Charlie Dean 20. And this pair added 61 runs for the seventh wicket. And mind you, Capsey and Dean. And that brought about some sort of respectability to the English score of 244 for 9. Annabel Sutherland, 3 wickets for 60. By her standards, she was expensive. And Sophia Molinex, 2 for 50. But look at the figures of Alisa King. And this proved that England women are struggling against quality leg spin. Alisa King, 10 overs, 1 maiden, 20 runs for 1 wicket. And that made the difference. Of course, Ash Gardiner, you can never keep her out of the game, 2 for 39. Australia did struggle when they got underway, mind you, because the target was 245. They lost 3 wickets for 24 runs, and then they lost Beth Mooney with the score on 68. Excellent bowling from Lindsay Smith and Laura Bell. But then comes the power of the Aussies. Ash Gardiner and Annabel Sutherland decided on a partnership. They made 180 unbeaten runs in 150 balls to win by 6 wickets, and they got to the target in 40.3 overs. So this partnership, mind you, 180 in 150 balls. So that shows how strong their all-rounders are. Annabel Sutherland remained unbeaten on 96. She made off 112 deliveries, 9 boundaries and 1 6. And Ash Gardiner, mind you, she is sensational, isn't it? Strike rate of 142.4, unbeaten on 104, a second century, mind you, because she also made a century against New Zealand. And she had 16 boundaries. Absolutely fascinating. What a player. And she got a century in 73 balls. Great win by the mighty Aussies. They are back as top table leaders in the competition so far. Lindsay Smith bowled well for England, 2 for 43. And Laura Bell, 1 for 48. Eccleston, expensive, 1 for 62. And Natski went wicketless in her 7 overs for 44. Well, that's it on our podcast for this day. Look forward to the script that's coming up for your reading pleasure. On behalf of Lucky Peris, this is Brian Thomas signing off and looking forward to your company tomorrow. Because remember, today is also quite an important encounter because India play against New Zealand, and that will decide who will get the fourth slot that is still vacant for the semi-finals. Look forward to your company tomorrow. Have a blessed day.